So it begins towards the beginning, Vayancha Vayarivecha Vayachilcha Saman. So it speaks about the mon and the chashivas of the mon, and again later on page 2, hamachil chamon b'midbar asher lo yodun amosecha l'man anoscha u'l'man nasosecha leitivcha b'achrisecha. So what is this inui? And there's a medrash plia on page 6. You know, you have these various medrashim, we're not sure where they come from, and they were malakit them. So Vayancha Vayarivecha on the medrash plia hamavur says Vayancha Kitor Chadech Vayarivecha Mitam Vayachilcha Saman Mikan Remes Shanoshim Madlikos Neiros Peshabes. So this is a remez for Hadlakas Neiros B'Shabbos Vayachil Chas Hamon. So the question is obvious: what is the connection between the mon in the midbar and Mikan Shemadlik Shenoshim Madlik and Neiros B'Shabbos? Oh, so this is discussed. In the Sefer Lev Aryeh, towards the end, but in order for us to understand what he says, let's first look in the Gemara in Yuma on Ayin Dal on page 4. Says the Gemara, "Machil chamon b'midbar l'man anosecha, Rabbi Avi, Rabbi Yasi, Chadomar, ein adome mi sheyesh lo pas b'silo." Basalo. So it was a shtickle inui because they didn't know. You know, they had to wait. Like if you have a whole cupboard full of food and you know you'll have it tomorrow, then you're calm. But if you don't know what's going to come for tomorrow, then you're a little bit nervous. So here, the month, every day they had to wait anew. So that was a shtickel inui, the man. They say, no, don't let me shagesh bro, they say, it's a pas basalo. And then another explanation, what's the connection between the man and the man anosecha, the man osecha, that omre, eina dome mi she roe va ochel, le mi she eina roe va ochel. That it's ein adoma, a person who could see and eat, as opposed to a person who can't. Amar Rav Yosi Mikan remez l'sumin sha'ochlin ve'ein tzvein. So suma, he could eat the most sumptuous steak in the world, but if he can't see it, that takes away from his sviya. So Rashi says, ein aroa v'ochel achilas man toim tam kol haminim ve'ein aroa elamon. So was. We know that the man has a thing, you could taste anything you want in the man, but the man looked the same, whether it tasted like meat or it tasted like cornflakes or whatever it tasted like. So you never got the pratiyas dika ri'iya of that pratiyas dika food. So then when you ate the man, you ate this wafer, tapiches bedvarash. So imagine if you would eat a wafer and it tasted like a steak, but it doesn't look like a steak. So that takes away from the hanor. So that's the man anoscha. And, so that's what the Gemara and Rashi say over here. And the Sifse Kohen speaks about that as well. Shachal HaTorah. But in the Sefer Lev Aryeh, and this is also the Ksav Sofer on page 10. you want to look very simple in the Ksav Sofer, page 10, so he explains that same medrash, that Isam and medrash propella Mikan Shanoshim Adlikus Ner Shal Shabbos. What's the idea? Nearly Mishmeid Hagol and Balberke Yosef Mikan Shasuma Ochel Veina Savea Lachedis Ramlo Laman, because they couldn't really enjoy the man because they're not seeing the food that they're tasting. So, and that's the idea. Hinenei Shabbos is Onik Shabbos that you should be able to see. So you won't eat in the dark. So Yochel B'choshev Veina Savea. That's what he quotes from the Brick of Yosef. And in the Sefer, in the end here, Lev Aryeh, he says a similar idea as well. That same concept here on page 20 and 21. So you see a Mer Degazach, that is hanah of eating, and part of the hanah of eating is seeing what you eat. But if you eat something that will taste all these different things, but you don't see the unique thing that you're tasting now, you don't see it in the mon, then it's lacking in the it's lacking, and therefore that's the eating. It's interesting, and that's how the Brick of Yosef explains this. Ksav Sofer quotes the Brick of Yosef. That was the Inu of the man, and that's Pshat in the Medrash. Mikan Shanoshim Madlikos Neir Shabbos. It reminded me as well of the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, on page 11, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Asudus Purim Sha'ochla B'layla L'yotza Yidei Chomosom. That Asudus Purim that you eat at night, you're not Yotzei, because it says he made Mishnah V'Simcha. So the Poshim tried to eat at night, you're not Yotzei. It means the time, you know, that's why it's a whole discussion of the postkin. People sometimes start the Suda very late, and it's a whole thing. There's a question about the Suda the night before as well. But the Orchas Chaim, in this quote of the Beis Yosef, says an interesting pshat, even though we don't paskin like this pshat, but he says an interesting pshat on page 12. He says, Yesh nogu l'ochel ha-sudah b'shachar, Yesh nogu l'ochel ha-be'erv, l'sudah t'pom sh'ochel b'layla yotza yidei chavoso, Yesh b'farsh b'layla k'ein layla, she'ein avuka k'negdo derech simcha v'yantik. And he says that l'layla just means you eat in the dark. You can be eating in the daytime, but if it's dark, that's the chisaron. Not so much whether you eat in the, if you eat at night and the lights are on, you know, like this famous sma in Kosher Mishpat about the chivas din bayom gemar din balayla, but he discusses whether the layla means kipshuto or does the layla mean in the dark. Like if you have candles, maybe that would be the sma discusses, maybe that would be considered like yom. So the same thing with the Beis Yosef is saying, and in the Sefer learned this farm of Kulish that someone wrote, a brisker statement that someone wrote, puts those two things together. Something around Weiss, I believe. So that's the same idea. Malayla means in the dark. She'ein avuka k'negdo derech simcha. Now, I would like to now change gears and say that the same thing applies to Limud HaTorah. Because we know that it says in Pashas Bahaloscha, page 13, Vaidabar Hashem Moshe Leimah, Daber Aron V'amart Aleah, Elav Bahaloscha Saneiros, Elmul Pnei HaMenorah, Ya'ir Shiva Saneiros. So the Medrash Rabbah on page 15 comments the Amar Shakosuf Hashem Chavetz Taman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, that it ties in the idea of learning Torah to this parsha of Baloschas Haneiros. We know that there's a famous Nitziv that says the two kelim of the Mikdash that represent Torah, the Aron and the Menorah. The Aron is the Torah Shemusav, and the Menorah is the Torah Shem Balpeh, the Kulkula Shel Torah. and it discusses in Mechem Zehim Lahadlik as Haneris Lufana and he may Lachem Ora Vidola Lassid, etc. And so this is teaches us also this idea of the chashivas of light, the gabe Talmud Torah. So what is the idea? So I always like to quote, one of the things I like to quote is the Rashi in Parshas Hazinu on page 18. ויאמר להם שימו לבבכם לכל הדברים אשר אנוכי מעיד בכם היום אשר תצבו מזבניכם לשמוע לעשות את כל דברי התורה הזאת. So I always like to quote the Rashi here. Tzarech Adam sheyu eina v'ozna v'libo v'chulbonim l'divrei Torah. That, in other words, divrei Torah is nicknamed, the more of different parts of your body, the different different faculties of your body that are involved in Talmud Torah, the more that they're involved, the more of a kinyan of Torah you're going to get. And that's the idea that it says, "Sheyu eina v'ozna v'libo mkuvanim l'divrei Torah." And the idea that I like to say is that before I say that idea, take a look on page 22, also in the Sefer Lev Aryeh, where he discusses the idea of light and Torah. So he says like this. He quotes that the Medrash, Hashem Chavetz Leman Tzidko. So he says, Yeshua Dak Ma'inyan, he says, so what's the connection? He says here, first one in line is Torah v'yadir. That's the first one in line. Yesh l'daktik, ma'inyin neiras l'torah. V'ol kashet v'omro l'zachoschem, lama lo pirish mahu hazikush. Here enough you know, l'vayar behektem divre chazal. Remember l'ikin, Rav Chista havin rogil d'havin cholif zimne apiskan d'beinoshad av shizva. Yeah. To have a regular bishraga tuva, I'm a governor rabbi nafik mihacha. See, he says, "Neir mitzvah yafadamar v'huna haragil b'neir, yilo banim talmid chacham." Yesh mechavim lasa shtei psilos echad keneged zocher v'echad keneged shomer. And then the measure says, "If Shemarta Neir Shal Shabbos, Ani Mer Alcha Neir Shal Tziyam." So the Torah has two reasons of Habakkuk's Neiros. One is Kesha Yizkel Abanim Talmid Chachamim. That's one union of the Chavivas. Tam Sheni Shemachmas Shechava Kavsa Neira Shal Olam Shal Adam Arishon. Because she's caused Adam Arishon to sin, so she's Kavsa Neira Shal Olam. That was Adam Arishon. But he sinned, that's like cover his Neir. Fisa Neira Shabab Balamedrash Lidrash Shekoshalo, the Eve of Hatam, Adlach's Neiros, Padigasan Mishvil, Tamze, Kavshul Shneiru Shalolam. Because if the real reason was Kavshul Shneiru Shalolam, that's Adam HaRishon, it would have been enough, what? One Nair. In Kei Kasha, Halohai Adai Lahadlik Nair Echad, Kenegal Shehi Kavshul Shneiru Shalolam. So why more than one? El Mucha Shalolam. Vimnei Tam Zer is a... That's not the only reason. She... But what? Lachmas Riboy Neiris. He says there's another reason of Riboy Neiris, because, and that's Sheyulo Manim Talmidei Chachamim. And that's why, so that's why you need both reasons. That's Hashem Chafetz Matzitcha Yagdil Tzor V'Yadir. So if it would be only one candle, then it would be the idea of Kafsa Neir Shalom lighting more than one, so it should also have this other Indian Abanim Talmidei Chachamim. But what I'd like to say the following is the Rashi back in Hazinu. And to me, this is the Yisod in learning. On page 18, Vayom Elohim Sibu Levavchem L'chol HaDvarim. In other words, part of learning is not just hearing. Some people just like to hear lectures. They don't see inside. So that's why I'm very into the packet system. To see everything inside. So you have Einav, Oznav, the Libo, the Chuvanim L'Divrei Torah. You have all the faculties involved. Then you can get more of a Kinyan Torah. If you have all the faculties involved in the Torah. Now I'd like to say something that Rabbi Moshe Tuchman said over, and I think it fits into everything we've said. He says like this, that every sefer that you learn has like its own personality. And you look at the sefer, you open up a Gemara, you open up It Works Moshe, you open up a Mishnah Berurah, they all look different, they have its own Surah. That's why, you know, when you use, nothing against the Bar Ilan, but if you use that, those type of printouts, it's all the same, you lose that what? You lose that unique, as Rabbi Tuchman was saying, if you don't have that special Surah Sadaf of that particular Sefer, Rabbi Tuchman was saying, that you lose something in that...
But
the one second. Right. In that limud. In other words, some of the computer printouts, all the svarim look the same. And I thought that's exactly the idea of the inui of the mon. Because the mon was, it looked the same, no matter whether it was roast beef or potatoes or cucumbers, it was all the same. And that's a shtickle inui. That's a shtickle inui. You know, that you don't get the same geschmack. That's why, to get the full geschmack of learning, you want to see every sefer in its own sefer, every sefer in its uniqueness, and then you get, like Rav Gutman said to me once, then you get a special kinyan. And somebody, in the middle of Shiva, Rabbi Elman, that's all. And he also, someone told him about the packets. He said, of course, it's, you know, this is a crucial thing about seeing things inside, and you know, you see every word, osios machimos. And it's a whole different limud. It's a whole different geshmak. It's a whole different kinyan. Simu levavchem. So just like in food, in the gashmias, lo al lechem levado, you know, just like there's the physical lechem, there's the motza pi Hashem also. And the motza pi Hashem has its different flavors as well. And different, like Rabbi, Dr. Breyer, that's all, the father of Yana Rebbe, saying it's all the different mefarshim. It's like each one has its different flavor. They're all good. Each one is different. So that's what we have to preserve, that idea. Everyone has to see it inside, and seeing is such an inherent part of the hanas achila. It's also an inherent part of the hana of limud haTorah. And we know that the Nezer has his famous hakdama in the Egel Tal. That the idea being that he says some people think if you learn Torah and you're getting Hanah, it's a chisar l'shma. He says, fakir, If I can, that's the Iker Lishma. The Iker Lishma is the Hana you get. And so part, so therefore you should get the Iker Hana you can get in Torah. And Bez Hashem will speak later. Today is the 100th Yortzeit of Chaim of Brisk, whose idea is of Havanas HaTorah, was to get the Iker Geshmak in Torah, is the Havana of Torah, which Bez Hashem will speak about later. And that's important. Simul Levavchem. So you get... But if you don't have the proper Re'iya, Einav, Oznav, Alibo, so then that's like Laman Onoscha. That's like the Mon. If you see it in a Xerox printout, that it all looks the same, that's, you know, okay, it's better than if you don't have anything, but I'm saying you lose out that Tatsa Geshmak, like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out. Every Sefer has its own personality. Every Sefer has its own Geshmak from that particular Sefer. And then you don't want to lose that, because that's taking away the Hanah, that's taking away the Geshmak, that's taking away the Kinyan HaTorah. Simu Levavchem. And Be'ez Hashem, this is the Man Onoscha, V'yancha V'yarivecha Malas Ha'or V'Hari'iya. That's the sheet of the Or Cheskayim. We don't pass them like the Or Cheskayim. But he says, Sud Purim Balayla, this means you eat in the dark, even if you eat in the day. We hold them, no. It means Kipshuto, that you have to be Vayom, not Balayla. But he had a different idea, and this was his idea. But the concept is a beautiful concept, and the Iker is to have a geschmack from learning. You know, I was in Boston several summers, so I spent some time with Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Be'er. He was 10 years, I think, at Ben Bais. He told me about Rav Baruch Be'er, and he said Rav Baruch Be'er and Rav Reuven Grzovsky had a little shtickle machloikis about Derech HaLimud. And Reuven wanted people to learn quicker, and Rabbi Baruch Be'er was learning it slower. And the idea being, he felt, because they get a geschmack, then they'll continue learning. And that was Rabbi Baruch Be'er's approach. That was his Rebbe, first time around. That was his Rebbe. And to have that geschmack of learning, to have that Havana. And that's why you're ancha, by Recha, Malas, Or, Bahariyah.